Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Tim is joining us on the UMA guest line here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. Tim, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing well, gents. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. Which side of the line of scrimmage you want to start on in terms of...
I'm ready for both, Rod. Wherever you want to start, big dog.
All right, baby, let's start on the defensive line, something you know a whole hell of a lot about. The Niners are not at a disadvantage when it comes to being able to do what they want to do against that Cowboys offensive line. They can get to the quarterback from the edge, from the middle. Stopping the run is not a problem. We talked about the Niners matching up well against the Cowboys. To me, that's the first place you point to and say, yeah, they have an advantage there.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it's the biggest matchup on the field, and it usually is at this time of year. You know, they're solid up front. They've had some issues, obviously, some challenges with Tyron Smith, the left tackle, with his injuries. But Zach Martin can still play the right guard. Lyle Collins is got pretty tremendous quickness for what he does out there at right tackle. But, there are some – when you watch these guys, if you can get Dak thinking just a little bit and get him off his spot and get him off that first read, really all of them across the board have challenges recovering. So – I love the matchup. I think they can stop the run. And the Cowboys run a lot of those same plays the 49ers have seen all year. And the 49ers on the back end of the season have been really stingy at giving up, you know, explosive runs and big running numbers, especially if you throw out that fake punt at Seattle. And one of the best run defenses in pro football here on the back end. So I expect them to be able to do that. But I also know how good and how explosive this offense is in the passing game. And they are ridiculous, Rod, in terms of weapons with Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and Cedric Wilson's coming along. They got good running backs. But it's really about Dak Prescott, and you can't let him click and get into a rhythm. And so what do you do against it? Because they'll go empty and they'll throw the quick game and they'll do all that. I think this is one of those games where you mix and match and do a lot of different stuff. Keep it simple from your perspective defensively, but the safeties have got to, you know, change their postures, do different things, line up in different spots, and get him thinking, is it zone? Is it man? Boy, it looks like man, now it's zone, or vice versa. Because, you know, he's seen it all, obviously. But things get cloudy when you're not sure, and then you know that internal clock's in your head because of the caliber of pass rushers the 49ers can deploy on the field. So, boy, this one more than ever is the rush and the coverage have really, really got to work together because they are unbelievably explosive.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it. I mean, to me, this game is, can the Cowboys throw the ball down the field against the Niners, or can the Niner rush kind of dictate the terms? I saw Mo Hurst was a full run at practice. How many D linemen do you think are up? And you know, can they, you know, how do you see that matchup, the Niner defensive line against the Cowboys? I know Connor Williams is piled up a ton of holding calls this year.
Yeah, and he's probably the weak link if you watch him on tape, because they're still pretty damn good and can get after you. But, you know, when you look at the 49ers and how they can rush with the length and the size on the inside, and DJ's no slouch in terms of being a power pack and street, and those guys can get the push, and certainly would have a good matchup on him, any of them. But when you start talking about Arden Key and Eric Armstead, and Eric obviously went off last week, and you talk about the power, and then you combine that with the length and the long arms and the ability to use those swim moves and keep distance from the offensive guard when they're bull rushing them, or, you know, just the different moves. And what I love about this D-line is they're all playing together and playing off each other. And that's why all the stunts and the twist and everything they do, you know, when they're exchanging gaps and one guy's going inside and the other guy's looping around, and it really, that is an unbelievable team effort in terms of setting them up and attacking protection. So that's the guy they got to get after. You know, Tyron doesn't look like Tyron to me anymore. He's still very good, but you know, Father Time's catching up with guys in terms of stiffness and bend and being able to recover. And that's the biggest difference I see on this O-line versus, you know, a few years ago when they were top shelf in the league, is guys are having challenges recovering once you get them beat. And we know the 49ers have got all those counter moves dialed up and you know, all those twists and stunts to create some separation. So I love the matchup, but again, I think unless you do some stuff to get in the head of the quarterback and cloud that vision up a little bit, it's going to be a tough matchup against those weapons they're putting out there.
Hey, Tim, what changed about middle way through the season with the rush defense? Because first half of the season, it was okay. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. Now you just can't run against them. The Rams ran for 2.4 yards a carry. I think they're giving up 3.1 yards a carry the last three games. I mean, you just can't run against this team right now. What changed?
Well, moving Eric Armstead inside was a huge feather in their cap on defense, and because they knew Eric could do it, and he's done it before, and he's played a lot in there. And so, you know, him getting in there and being the stalwart inside has been huge. No question, the way people were attacking the 49ers in between the tackles, you know, with the power plays, the downhill crunch plays, and doubling up both of the DTs and getting movement on those guys. So when Street's out there, he's gotten much better at defending those combos and those doubles. DJ's done it all year. Eric was obviously the key piece once they put him in there. And then they've also kind of changed at times how they're playing with the edge defensive ends and squeezing those gaps instead of getting upfield as much with the wide nines and rushing the passer. And you get two tight ends and, you know, they stack them twins to the same side and you're running a nine technique. You got 5, 6, 7 yards in between you and the defensive tackle that's sitting on an island in there versus double teams. So they've changed things up a little bit schematically. That's been a big help, and guys have just learned to play with each other and trust each other. And, look, this is your gap. You don't need to peek and come back. That's, you know, for example, if I'm a B-gap player and I'm DJ Jones, then wherever that B-gap goes, I got to stay in it no matter what. If it cuts up in the A-gap, then the middle linebacker should be there. So you just got to play disciplined, and they've been able to do that. And that's where it all starts. I mean, I know it's basketball and grass, and everybody wants to throw it. And that's what you got to do in particular against Dallas. If they're multidimensional, it's going to be a big challenge keeping them under 30 points. If you can make them one-dimensional, which I think the 49ers can with the run D and earn that right to rush the passer, then they've got a chance to get those drive stoppers and win the game at the end.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
We are getting a trench warfare breakdown from our good friend Tim Ryan, who along with Greg Papa will be calling the game on Sunday a little bit after 1 o'clock here on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader. So to flip to the other side, what does your football brain tell you about the Cowboys and how they like to get down with their front seven? The narrative is this is a favorable matchup for the Niners, and I don't think that's made up. Because the Cowboys are a team like any, but they really like to rush the passer, and that's their MO. And the thought is the Niners can blunt that bit of defensive pressure from the Cowboys by doing what the Niners do best, and that's running the ball and controlling the clock.
What did you say? Could blunt them? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I felt like it worked in that situation, and I'm going to stick with it.
I thought I heard that right. I wasn't sure. No, you're. It is a good matchup. When we all know the formula, and I think this is the only game in terms of this opponent, the Cowboys that Kyle is, you know, Kyle Shanahan offense since he's been here has lost to when they've had over 30 runs. So we know the formula. You know, there is a. And that was last year. There is certainly opportunities to get the ball out on the edge against Randy Gregory and some of those guys they'll deploy. They play a lot of big nickel, which is three safeties on the field, which allows them to defend the pass on the early downs. And you know, with Curse and those guys, he'll move up into the box, play the run. But I think the matchup, I like it across the board. You got to get those guys playing. DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, is their best player. He's been out there 7 games. and he is a war daddy, but he's 250 pounds. So there's going to be opportunities to get him off the edge, and I'd say the same, even more so, way more so for Gregory on the other side, and really whoever they put out there. But their backers, we know what Micah Parsons can do as a rusher and as an inside linebacker hybrid. The guy sideline to sideline, ridiculous. And I'm sure Dan Quinn will have them all schemed up. You know, you've got to love that chess match between Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan and how well they know each other. So yeah. I'm sure he'll have some things. He knows he needs to set the edge. He knows he's going to have to adjust with some of the window dressing that the 49ers are going to put out there pre-snap. But I like the run matchup really everywhere, and a lot of opportunity to cut back into Watkins and Gallimore and Tristan Hill and those guys that play inside and get the ball straight downhill, which, you know, we know with the 49ers, it doesn't matter which back they put out there. They can get to the edge or they can keep it between the tackles on the inside stuff. So I think if there was ever a game proves that they had to run it, and we all know the blueprint, but this is the one that they'd like. I think they'd love this game to be over in about 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And just, exactly. You know, run out of Dallas with a victory and move on. And that way you're playing your game, they're doing their thing, and then they're protecting the defense all at the same time. So I think that's going to be the ambition.
If it looks like the divisional game against the Vikings a couple of years ago, you'd take that with both hands.
No, yeah, if Jimmy doesn't have to throw it, yep. You absolutely love it. And certainly there's going to be opportunities to do that, to chew the clock and to play keep away. But where Dallas is really, really good on defense is on third down. And, you know, they've bent a lot. They've given up a lot of yards. I think they're below middle of the pack, maybe 18th or 19th in the league in yards. Teams have been able to run it on them. They have been able to throw it on them. They have been able to get explosives on them. But in two really, really key areas, they're number two in the league on third down defense getting off the field. That's huge. We know the 49ers got to convert third downs early or just get first downs, earn them on first and second down. But they got to get a lot of looks to kind of probe and what they want to do for four quarters against that defense. And then the other one is takeaways. I think this team's got 26 interceptions.
Wow.
34 takeaways. Best in the league by a good margin. Plus 14. When you think of the takeaway giveaway, best in the league. So this one, and that's the part that's got to give you some trepidation if, sure. You know, if you're thinking about this game in terms of 26 picks. You know, and look, you can beat Diggs. He can be beat. Anthony Brown, you can get after those guys. Mm-hmm. But they're ball hawks, and they play way more man coverage than I've seen a Dan Quinn, defense run, which has at times been a challenge for the 49ers. So, this one is all about running it and protecting it. And if they do that, I think the 49ers are a better team. They've just got to be good in those pivotal areas.
Yeah, I mean, they got to play complementary football this week. I mean,
they
got to run the ball, stop the run. Cowboys have allowed 11 of the last 12 teams they've played to go for 100 yards so on the ground. So, I mean, the Niners got to run it, and they've had success running it. What's impressive to me, Tim, is that the Niners played the nickel about 70% of the defensive snaps, and they're still the number one run D since the bye week in the entire league.
That's what happens when you kick ass up front. You play with a light box or light players, and Kwan is obviously not big, but he can defend the run as good as anybody, and Dante's in there doing his thing, which was tremendous. The team ball that this team is playing is at the right time. And, you know, you look at last week was just a perfect example. What that game meant and how they came out of it and what they did to win it and who had to play different positions from special teams and Robbie to Juice holding it to Dante playing nickel corner and free safety at the end of that game with, you know, Denard had a week of practice, if that. He's out there in big situations playing nickel. So, I think the beauty of what they can do is when you play with a light box or light players, someone's got to win at the point of attack, and that's always going to be a defensive lineman, which is the first line of defense, and right back to the catalyst. And this team is going to go as far, in my opinion, as far as this defensive front is going to take them.
Hey, Tim, do you think there'll be a time or two during the game where they try to use Trayvon Diggs' aggressiveness against him?
Absolutely. The guy, he's a risk taker. He's got 11 interceptions. So he and they do play, you know, quite a bit more man, like I said. So, a lot of different rub concepts, I'm sure. I would anticipate, you know, opportunities for double moves and stuff like that. So you can get after him. What I love is I just think this matchup, and it's going to be about Jimmy delivering the mail. We know that, and giving him the protection that he needs. But this team, I think since the emergence of Juwan Jennings, as I mentioned earlier, man coverage had been a challenge. People load the line of scrimmage, blitz the edges in the run game, and play man behind it on all the downs. And I'm sure they'll do different stuff. But, you know, the emergence of Juwan Jennings as a man beater, a guy that can create separation, and he's probably the best man beater right now in terms of the wide receiver core, it just gives them that many more options. And one thing I do think when you watch them on defense, and they play hard, Dan Quinn is – he's a former D-line coach, so the defensive line is kind of symbolized what he's all about with how hard they play and with their motors. So misdirection plays, the screen game, you know, moving the pocket, getting out on the edge, all the stuff that the 49ers are able to do and with precision. I think it's a good matchup for what Dallas is going to bring to the table.
Real quick, same thing with Micah Parsons. Use his aggressiveness against him in certain instances, albeit at a different position than Diggs.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, when you think of talking about Juwan, and they all play the position versatility. Who's at tight end? Who's at X? Who's at Z? Who's at Y? I mean, they do. Who's at fullback? They do so much different stuff. And now, you know, Juwan is a legit weapon. We've seen that, and people are going to give him respect. Debo, we know he's an absolute magnet. Ayuk, look at that touchdown at the end last week to tie it up. Ayuk takes two, they bust the coverage, and then there's Jennings on the end of route underneath it wide open. So, and then all the stuff they do with the window dressing and the Debo in the backfield, you know, the Deadpool runs and all that stuff, Kittle coming in motion, those guys all influence the defense so much, especially a defense that is sideline to sideline downhill, and that's what Micah Parsons is. 49ers will use it against them, and it will open up windows for the play action or for the run game or doing different stuff, sister plays off of it that, well, you ran it like this, and the next time it looks exactly the same until this happens, and they're back against the grain. So it's going to be a great chess match, man. This should be, I think it's the game of the weekend in terms of the matchup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would expect nothing more from this 49er team than high drama for about 60 minutes.
Tim,
on the edge of your seat, Jimmy Jojo!
Don't turn it over. Do not turn it over.
Settle down, man. You got to get on the plane. Settle down, my friend.
All right.
Safe travels. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
All right, okay, man. This is Tim Ryan getting on that plane with the Niners as they are about to head to the Metroplex.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.